I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class. Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. Victory is not just an external thing, and strength, the origin of strength, is not natural. It's not physical. Your body would have no strength at all if not for the spirit inside, the living spirit inside your body. You know, we've learned some things in medical science and science about what causes the heart to beat, what causes the synapses to happen in the brain. But where does it come from, the origin? People say, well, it's involuntary. Okay, but where does it come from? Well, it comes from a region of the brain. Okay, well, where does it come from to get to there? See, people say, well, that's one of the mysteries of life. No, it's in the Bible. It's the spirit of a person is where their strength comes from. And your spirit needs to be fed just like your body needs to be fed. And your spirit's supposed to develop. Our spirits are supposed to develop. And so when your spirit is weak, that's when you feel hopeless. And that's when it's easy for you to be depressed and defeated. And even small things just look huge to you and just look impossible. And it's not that they're so big or so unreachable. It's that you are so weak. And when you get strong, things that used to seem completely unreachable, you think, well, God can do that, right? Well, what changed? That didn't change. What you changed on the inside. Well, what amazing thing could cause that? The Word of God and the Spirit of God. And it's the goodness of God. And it's how He designed us. It's what's supposed to happen. We are not independent of Him. The branch apart from the vine dries up, right? Frail, weak. But if we maintain that living connection and we get that inflow from the vine, hallelujah, from the source, then that's our strength day to day, moment to moment. And so that's one of the things that we do here in Faith School. Why? So that my spirit will be fed and I become stronger. So, Father, all of us do. We look to You. We acknowledge that apart from You, we are weak. We're helpless. But we're not apart from You. We're in You. You're in us. And greater is the One who's in us than anything in this ungodly world. And so, Lord, we reach out to You and we open our ears and eyes and our mouths and our hearts and we say, feed us and nourish us up in words of faith and exactly what is good for us to do, know and do now and that pleases You and that results in victory in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We began some time ago talking about faith for provision. And we begun giving one by one 30 reasons from the Word why we're sure that it is always God's will for us to have abundant provision. Is that a nice thought? Is that a good thought? Well, it's not just my thought. Like I said, 30, and that's not an exhaustive list, from the Scriptures. The first one we gave was, the Lord is my shepherd, from Psalm 23, verse 1. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, My good shepherd, what's the result?
I shall not want.
Other translations bring out, I don't lack. I'm never in need. I won't be without any good thing. I will always have everything I need. Why? Because the Lord takes care of me. He's my good shepherd. Is that true? Is that still right today? Is it true for everybody? Or then how could it please the Lord for us to be destitute? Huh? To be hungry. How could that please Him? How's that a good reflection on Him as shepherd? It's not. Don't let men's ideas become your beliefs. Let your feet be solidly planted on the rock foundation, hallelujah, of the truth of God's Word. Everybody said out loud, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I will always have everything I need.
I shall not lack.
I shall not want.
For any good thing.
Amen. Is that the will of God?
Yes.
It's the Word of God. So it is the will of God. So we went, that was reason number one. Reason number two is the goodness of God. Reason number three is the fatherhood of God. Reason number four, the creation of God. Number five, God's will in heaven. And if you weren't with us to study those with us, go online, faithschool.org, and all hundreds of lessons are there at no charge, no cost, and it'll benefit you to feed on these. You'll get more out of what we're doing now, because what we're doing now is builds upon this. But we're over to reason number six now. Reason number six, we're sure it's God's will, always His will, for us to have abundant provision because of His covenant with Abraham. God's covenant with Abraham. Go back to Genesis, if you would, the 13th chapter. God has revealed Himself as the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. I mean, He was in centuries and centuries after Abraham is lived his life and gone, God's still telling people in current generations, I am the God of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And that's not just what somebody else called Him. That's what He calls Himself.
Yes.
Why? Why would He say that? I mean, God's a lot of amazing things. Right?
Right?
Why emphasize that? Well, we are directly connected to Abraham, us believers, whether we realize it or not. And God does not change. So what the reasons why God was able to make covenant with Abraham and have such fellowship with him that he called him his friend, that hasn't changed. God hasn't changed. Faith hasn't changed. This kind of thing is available to the seed of Abraham. And so that's why he wants you to know that he's the same God that Abraham knew, and you can have fellowship and communion with him. You can walk in faith like Abraham did, and you can see the kind of results Abraham got.
Yes, sir.
Well, one of the results is he became not just rich, very rich. And the Bible doesn't exaggerate. And when we say very rich, I mean, he says it here, but I'll elaborate. Verse 2, Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Verse 5 says, Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. Does it matter who you hang around?
Yes, sir.
You're not joking. Huh? Why? Because let's go back to chapter 12 and see the connection. The very first thing, chapter 12, verse 1, the Lord told him to get out of his country and from his father's house, and I will make you of a great nation, and I will bless you. I will bless you. That should mean more to most church-going people than it does. We've heard that those phrases, and they've been abused and misused. Bless you, God bless you, achoo, bless you, and it means nothing. It's just empty. And this is a powerful, powerful thing. This is why the earth is full of living creatures right now. It's because God said, He blessed them, the scripture said, and said, be fruitful and multiply. That's power. Mm-hmm. I said, that's power.
Yes.
And so when God said, I will bless you, part of the results were very next chapter. He's very rich. His things have increased and multiplied, right?
Yes.
I mean, his cattle have multiplied. His staff has multiplied. His silver has multiplied. His gold has multiplied. Everything he's got. Why? Why, class? Why? Because of the blessing.
Yes.
I said the blessing.
Blessing.
What made him rich? Help me out, class.
Blessing.
Absolutely. In Proverbs, the 10th chapter. You don't have to turn there, but Proverbs 10:22. And if you don't know this one, mark it down. They'll get some way that you'll remember it. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. What made Abraham rich?
The blessing of the Lord.
The blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. He was rich by the blessing, which is different from rich by struggle, rich by deceit, huh? Rich by craft. Or there's any number of things. No, he's rich by the blessing.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Somebody say rich.
Rich.
Now let me correct it. Very rich,
very rich,
right? By the blessing.
By the
blessing. Blessing made rich. He said, Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. The NIV says, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no trouble to it. Now, let's just stop right here, because there's a lot of the church world doesn't really believe this. There's a lot of church-going people that believes that for different reasons, God will have some people born in abject poverty, and they live in destitute situations their whole life, and we don't know why, but that was God's choice for them. Was it? Well, then it wasn't his choice for them to be blessed. Because the blessing... You will never find anything in the Word that the blessing makes poor. Huh? I mean, that's akin to blasphemy. Right? No. Or that the blessing makes sick.
No.
No, the blessing never made anybody sick. Well, then why would it be God's will? Something that's not the blessing. Something that's counter and contrary to the blessing. No, we got to get it settled in us. Blessing is good.
Yes.
Good is God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Curse is bad.
Yes.
It's never good. Somebody says, well, you know, I know it looks bad, but it could be a blessing in disguise. God's not disguising. Huh? Curses are as blessings or blessings as curses to fool us. I mean, if God's trying to fool us, we don't have a chance. Right? And we've already seen it's impossible for him to lie or do anything to deceive us or trick us. No, that's men's mixed up ideas. No, the blessing of the Lord. It makes rich. Hallelujah. Blessing made rich. And it goes on to say, one of the complete Jewish says, the blessing of Adonai is what makes people rich. And he doesn't mix sorrow with it. It's not a mixture. God doesn't mix the good and the bad. That was a word for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? People say, well, you know, God, all the stuff he does is just a real composite of things, and he has reasons for all of it. No, you've believed wrong. You've believed lies. That's not what he said. That's what confused men have said about it, because they didn't understand it. There's a lot we won't understand, but when he says something, you can count on that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And the blessing is good.
Yes.
And having more than enough is good.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And if you asked Abraham, well, it's bad to be rich, isn't it? He'd say, are you kidding? Huh? Huh? And how you going to find fault with Abraham? I mean, by today's standard, he'd probably be a billionaire or more. And if you said, Abraham, you know, didn't that hurt you and you walk with God? And he said, it was God who gave it to me. Right?
That's right.
It was God who blessed me. And when it was his blessing on me that caused it to happen. And you see this throughout Abram's life and in Abraham's life. It never diminished. It never backed off. I mean, what he had multiplied, and then it multiplied again, and then it multiplied again, and then it multiplied again. That's just, it just kept going. And tell me what was doing that for him.
The
blessing of the Lord.
Yes,
that's what made him rich.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Rich by the blessing. In fact, you know, Lot, verse 5, we just got through reading in chapter 13. He had flocks and herds and tents. Why? Because he was traveling with the blessing.
Yes, sir.
Is that right? He was hanging out with the blessing. He was eating lunch with the blessing. Is that right? He was going to the cow sale with the blessing.
Yes, sir.
Huh? How did he get anything? Well, Abram gave him some starter calves and some starter sheep. He did. And then he had enough sense that when Abram bought, he bought. When Abram sold, he sold. And next thing you know, they weren't losing any of their livestock. All of their stock was healthy and having offspring, and it just kept increasing, increasing. And it was the blessing that was working in their lives,
amen,
causing this to happen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is it still true today?
Yes, sir.
Does the blessing still do today what it did then?
Yes, sir.
Or has the blessing changed?
No.
Or has this whole material, financial component of the blessing somehow fell off?
No.
Somewhere back. Huh? And when we moved into the new covenant, we lost those benefits. That the blessing no longer does what it used to do. No. God doesn't change. He was, he is, always will be the God of Abraham. And if we could listen to Abraham, like I said, I would sit down immediately and give the mic to Father Abraham. And we would say, what's your view on being poor as a Christian? Do you see benefits? Huh? Can you see, Abraham, that sometimes God doesn't will that people have abundance? That, you know, God has chosen that some of his people experience poverty and lack for their development, their spiritual development. What do you think he would say?
No.
Huh?
No.
What'd he say? That's not the God I knew.
No.
Not the God I know. Huh?
Yes,
well, is there more than one God?
No.
Real God?
No.
Creator of heaven? No. Does he ever change?
No.
Then why does he keep saying, I am the God of Abraham? Why? Everything we should have learned about Abraham we know is applicable today, and he is exactly the same. He operates the same. He wants the same. And what he did for his man, Abraham, is he blessed him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He made a covenant with him. entered into covenant with him, and he blessed him. He told him to do some things, and I'm telling you, to Abraham's credit, he did it, brother. I mean, when God would tell him to do something, the next morning, he's on it, and he did it from top to bottom. You can see why God likes the man. And so, and as a result of that, the blessing of God was unchecked on this man. Hallelujah. And the blessing didn't just prosper him financially and materially. It did more than that for him. For one thing, his wife was so pretty that kings kept trying to take her. Is that right? Now, this is one good looking woman. Is that right? Because they just roll into town and the king says, I got to have that woman. And more than once, the king took her. Took her. Well, in most scenarios, that would have been the end, right? That's the end of the deal. But God delivered her. I mean, through signs and wonders, delivered her, protected her while she was there, got her out of there, got her back to her husband and her family with a bunch of stuff. Is that right? Sheep and goats and camels and gold and silver and people to help. Is that right? This happened more than once. More than once. Why? What? Well, it was God, but he called it the blessing. He was doing it through the blessing. The blessing protects. The blessing heals. The blessing delivers. The blessing prospers, increases, multiplies. Well, is it still God's will for his people to be blessed today? Has the blessing changed? Does the blessing no longer do what it used to do? Certainly not. Certainly not. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. And that's the God I serve. That's the God I call Father. And his blessing, same blessing, is on me. Hallelujah. Everybody said out loud, the blessing of Abraham belongs to me through Jesus Christ. That blessing does the same thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, say it. That blessing does the same thing in my life today that it did in Abraham's life. Same God, same blessing, same results. But never could you say the blessing made poor. Huh? Why do I keep saying that? Because I've heard people stand up in pulpits and talk about lack and say that it was a blessing in disguise. Mm-mm. People say, well, I got close to God when I got down so low. Well, did you have to wait till you got in that bad of shape to pray? Could you not have gotten close to God just by wanting to be with him? No, thank God if you got to God in a bad time, and thank God you learned some things, but don't say the blessing did it to you.
That's right.
Right? That's right. Don't dare say that. That's not true. It's never been true. Because the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And there's no downside. There's no sorrow with it.
Right.
There's none of that. And that's not something I said. That's something he said long before any of us were born. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rich by the blessing. So in talking about the God of Abraham, Psalm 112 mentions some things that apply to this just as well. Said, praise ye the Lord, Psalm 112 verse 1, blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. Well, we know Abraham did that. Everything God told him to do, he was right on it. So he delighted in it. Said, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be
blessed.
Look at the very next verse. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Some people would act like they don't even know that's in the Bible. When did God change?
Never.
When did the blessing used to bring wealth? Huh? I said it used to bring wealth. When did it change?
Never.
Wealth and riches will be in his house. Whose house? The blessed man or woman? Right?
Right.
Who's blessed? The ones that fear the Lord and delight in what he tells them to do. The wealth and riches will be in his house. His righteousness endures forever. Deuteronomy 8:18 says it like this. It says, you will remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. Power to get wealth, wealth and riches in your house, part of the covenant? Huh? Part of the blessing? The results of knowing and walking with God? There are people that mock at this today. They mock it. They despise it. They call it that health and wealth gospel. And well, this was here a long time before there was a U.S. of A. Right? Or before there was a charismatic move or any other kind of group. When did God change?
Never.
He has not changed. Human beings have changed.
Yes.
People have gotten confused, mixed up, messed up. But thank God the Bible reads exactly the same. And we can read the words God spoke to Abraham all those centuries ago and see what it did to him. And God's telling us, hey, I'm still the God of Abraham. I'm still the same God. And the blessing is yours.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so we can believe. Others can scoff and mock and doubt and do without if they want to. But not me.
Amen.
I said, not me.
Amen.
Not us at faith school.
Amen.
Somebody said out loud,
I am
the seed of Abraham
by faith in Jesus Christ.
And his blessing,
rests on me.
This blessing,
protects,
provides,
heals,
delivers. The blessing of the Lord,
it makes rich.
And he adds no sorrow with it.
I am
the blessed of the Lord,
the
God of Abraham.
Hallelujah.
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 Says all that hallelujah necessary. You find out about this, you'll be saying hallelujah too. Well, our time's up again today. Come back next time. There's going to be a lot more to see here in Faith School.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390